you don't need an internet connection to cast a vote on election day. So how exactly does broadband impact voter engagement?
The easiest way to register to vote would be online. So you need broadband for that. But also, voters use the internet to look at their sample ballot, to check their polling locations. And now that we have new voter ID laws, that's the most likely way that they are to make sure that their voting plan is reflecting those changes.
Nearly a million Ohioans are without access to broadband. Where in Ohio do we see challenges to accessing high-speed internet?
I think there's a lot of folks who have challenges accessing high-speed internet. I think we certainly see it in urban communities and rural communities throughout the state. And so this is a democracy issue. Now that we are very much a society that communicates online, every Ohioan needs to be able to have access to high-speed internet.
So you mentioned, you know, we're using the internet for communication. Does that mean this has an impact on political participation beyond just voting?
Yeah, well, I mean, so first off, I think it does impact voting, because if individuals cannot get online and get high-speed internet to find out the new ID rules or what the deadlines for absentee ballot requests are, those various things, it's going to be harder to participate. But you're also correct. The easiest way to find out whose district you're in or how to contact your lawmaker is also online.
Ohio recently enacted more voting restrictions, cutting the early voting period and giving voters less time to return their mail-in ballots. Will that hurt rural voters?
Absolutely. You know, our absentee process was adopted at a time when the U.S. Mail Service was just better staffed and better funded and therefore more efficient. We now have a less efficient mail service, and that tends to really impact rural Ohioans, as well as folks in the urban core. You know, whether it's access to high-speed internet or access to a really well-functioning postal service, we see a lot of similarities between our most populated counties and our most rural counties.
You put democracy at the core of this issue, this access to broadband. Could you explain that?
Ohio voters are facing the most sweeping changes to how we access the ballot in decades. And so it's really important that Ohio voters are able to get online and check their registration, check their polling location, make sure they have the right ID. And if they can't do that, that's going to create more challenges for them when they try to go vote. And so this combination of slower mail service and not having access to reliable high-speed internet is fundamentally a challenge for voters in this state as voters face a new strict voter ID law, one of the strictest in the country.
That's Jen Miller, Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Ohio. Thank you so much, Jen, for your time today.
Thank you.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.